that.
President Trump at a rally in Indiana last night urging the FBI to investigate Hillary Clinton more.
I wanted to stay out, but at some point, if it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved, and I'll get in there if I have to.
Stumping for a Republican Senate candidate, the president said the Democratic Party's held hostage by left-wing haters and angry mobs.
We want to abolish MS-13. They want to abolish ICE.
Now, one of those speaking out against ICE tactics is a Democratic congressman from Arizona who's getting attention over a tweet. Fox's Evan Brown details it live.
And Dave, Arizona Democrat Congressman Ruben Gallego's tweet said that any government agent who would deport Americans would, in his words, not be safe once the political tides turn. Gallego's words are being criticized, especially by employees of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They say Gallego's rhetoric will coerce people to violently act against ICE agents. Gallego would later try clarifying that he meant any U.S. official who would violate the U.S. Constitution would not be immune from being held accountable, Dave.
Evan, in a few hours, more tributes to the late Senator John McCain in Lyon State at the U.S. Capitol.
McCain's casket will rest on a wooden platform called a catafalque, first built for President Abraham Lincoln in 1865. Vice President Pence, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and House Speaker Paul Ryan will speak in a ceremony before the rotunda opens to the public. Thousands are expected to line up to walk past the flag-draped casket.
Fox's Jared Halpern. They're gathering now in Detroit for Aretha Franklin's funeral.
It's just a good occasion. You know, we're not mourning her death. We celebrate her life.
Stevie Wonder will be among those performing, former President Clinton among those speaking. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Illinois schools are welcoming students back to class for their first full year under Illinois' new school funding formula, but so far it's just like any other year. Back to school means back to class for students and back to the books for Illinois school teachers. The state's new school funding formula changes how the state pays for schools. Need is paramount, and schools will be based on enrollment, not daily attendance. State Representative Avery Bourne says that's a big change for local schools. Enrollment versus average daily attendance is a huge change for school districts who are the neediest because they struggle with attendance as well, Bourne said. They were underfunded, then underfunded even more because their students struggle with attendance. Bourne says the state will average enrollment for the past few years. The Governor Bruce Rauner approved the new school funding formula last year. The cornerstone of the plan is that it makes need the driver of school funding. And sports, Cardinals pitcher John Gant got a new nickname from his teammate Jose Martinez, power hitter. Harrison Bader and Gant hit back-to-back home runs. Gant pitched into the sixth inning. Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-0 last night. Elsewhere, Tommy La Stella hit the first pinch-hit home run of his career against his former team, and that carried the Cubs to a 5-4 win over the Braves in a matchup of NL division leaders. And Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a sack fly in Boston's 4-run seventh inning and a tie-breaking single in the ninth, helping the Red Sox rally for a 9-4 win over the White Sox. We have Bulldog football tonight as St. T is in Varna to take on the Midland Falcons. Pregame at 6:30 with Dominique Smith. Kickoff with Brett Schafowski and Seth Greenwell comes your way at 7 o'clock. Fighting Illini football tomorrow. They open the season against Kent State. Pregame at 10 a.m. More news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale's Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552 or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
Tell us your story.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies. Highs are going to be around 86 degrees today. Then for tonight, partly cloudy still and lows around 70 degrees. For your Saturday, partly sunny skies expected. Highs are going to be around 88. Then Sunday, mostly sunny once again. Highs around 88 degrees. For your Labor Day, we are looking at sunny skies. Highs near 89 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 64 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, August 31st edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll check in with the Education Spotlight and tell you what's going on with District 61. Plus, we'll talk to Fraternal Order of Police State Lodge President Chris Southwood about this Labor Day weekend. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a very busy Friday as we head into the three-day weekend, almost wrapping up our Hot 25. We're heading down to Arthur, Illinois. Do you know how far is Arthur? Do we know? It's about 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes, yeah.
Or is it maybe a little further than that?
It might be a little bit further.
I get my Hammonds and Atwoods and Arcolas and Arthurs all sort of mixed up, right?
Yeah, I do too. And everything else, yes.
It's not going to matter. You just grab the red key fob and you'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Speed is not my concern. It's been a while since I've been to Arthur.
Yeah.
We went to the Cheese Festival a couple of years ago, and then we're going to be there, and then Monday, the Labor Day Pops concert, mm-hmm. which is at Hickory Point Golf Course. That's going to be amazing, and it's free and open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
So 6
Get there
o'clock.
Early, though.
From what I understand, though, if you're not able to go, we're going to be sharing the link from Rutherford mm-hmm. Video. They're going to be streaming it live with sound and
yep.
everything. Full on symphony. That's going to be great. And then next weekend, we're going to, is it Arcola?
Yes.
Arcola. What's with the Olas?
Broom Corn Festival.
No, I know, but there's like Tuscola, Arcola.
Don't know.
Isn't that the Cola Wars?
Which is actually back this year. It's been gone for a couple of years.
See how that all ties together? Mm-hmm. And then we're done with our 25, and that means summer's over.
Mm-hmm. Arthur's about half hour. Yeah, it is about a half hour.
About 8 minutes.
Yeah, about 8 minutes in your
track hog. The new Bob Brady. 707 horsepower.
Uh-huh.
Did I mention that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Starting in second gear.
It does start in second gear. It absolutely does. And when you hit the gas, the car lifts. I mean, I didn't even know how to like explain it to you. It's sort of like doing a wheelie in a car.
It does this thing.
You feel G's. Like I mean, you sort of. It's quite amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll be sharing all of that with you over the weekend. Watch for the videos on nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page. All right. Ashley Grada joins us from District 61, part of our Education Spotlight that we have brought back because we are just tired of the rest of the media telling you bad stuff. And there's just too many stories to tell. And every Friday morning, we're going to give a chunk of time to District 61 and tell you about some great programs. Now, Ashley, I secretly think, runs everything at the district. I know they say Paul does, but I'm pretty sure she's in charge of all of it. And you had a conversation. This goes back a ways because this program is now fully underway. But I want to go
Correct.
Back to the genesis of this. You sat down, you and District 61 folks sat down with Caterpillar because of why?
We sat down with Caterpillar in February timeframe because Kendall Briscoe had come to Mike Dugan and I and said, hey, leadership at Caterpillar recognizes we have a shortage in filling welding positions. And we realize the district has tons of students that may or may not be headed on that college pathway. So what can we do? We sat down in the February timeframe and we literally developed this program. And what came out of it is the Caterpillar Career Pathways. And it's just been an awesome experience. And we're very grateful for the partnership from Caterpillar.
Okay, so you go back to sort of the beginning of the second semester last year and
Correct.
You developed three phases to this program.
Correct.
So there was a summer internship, there Yes. was a fall semester, and then a spring semester, which is a co-op program. Now, these kids are going to be paid the whole time for all of this.
Yes.
But what did they have to do to get in the program? There was pretty strict.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of preparation for the students to even be approved for the program. So the students had to apply. They had to submit letters of recommendation. They had to go on a Caterpillar tour. They had to do a Caterpillar-based interview. They had to go through a drug screening. So, and I mean, out of the 25 students that were initially interested, we had 14 that were selected for the program. So after they completed all of the phases, Caterpillar actually offered them an opportunity that began in June, and they went through the 6-week weld program that an 18-year-old or a 30-year-old off of the street that would be hired by Caterpillar would go through. So this summer, the students began early June. They worked Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is a paid opportunity for the students. They graduated. We had 10 students that graduated from the weld and manufacturing program August 3rd, and they took a couple of weeks off, and then this past Monday they began the fall phase, which is they go to school first through third hour, and then they report to work Monday through Friday, 12 to 5.
All right. And so these are like 2.5 credit hours. I mean, they're getting credit
Correct.
Hours for doing this work. They're also getting paid $11.50 an hour
Exactly.
for this whole thing.
Exactly.
And then they're going to come out the other side of this with a career path for
Exactly.
them, which we've talked a lot about with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy. And
mm-hmm.
welding is certainly, you know, a part of this. You know, these are real jobs, really good paying jobs.
Absolutely.
In fact, during the whole SWAG campaign, we talked to a young lady who is a District 61 grad who actually works for Caterpillar. And talked about the amazing opportunities in welding. So there are other areas in which companies can find out a way to do this, either through the Ag Academy or through some program that's specifically created for them with District 61,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly. And that's what that is going to be part of my work this year, is reaching out to other employers. I've already began saying, okay, what is your pipeline shortage in the future? And how can we create and develop and implement programs that help build sustainable programs for the district and the community? Because when you build programs like this, you're not only helping out district students, but you're providing a pipeline that helps the community.
Which is essential, because there's not an employer that you're going to talk to that's not going to have this problem in
Exactly.
one area, if not several areas.
Exactly.
We were at our advisory committee meeting for the Duane Andreas Ag Academy a couple of months ago, and as each person got up, there were like 52 people there from all different, you know, walks of life and career, you know, avenues, and person after person, whether it was the IBEW or whatever, said, look, you know, our average age is 47. I mean, we got to get kids mm-hmm. interested in this career path. So it's exciting. And by the way, every time we talk about this, there's always somebody on Facebook that wants to say that we're not encouraging kids to go to college. If that's that kid's path, that's great. No one is saying that at all.
Right.
It's just saying not everyone's on the same path.
Absolutely.
And I think public education for a long time kind of took the nobility away, or sort of treated it as underclass, that to go into the trades was a bad thing. Not a bad thing. People raising families and making good money and really making themselves a heck of a career out of doing this type of thing.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm most excited about is programs like this, because as you mentioned, Brian, not everyone is going to college, and that's just our reality. But how can we as a district, how can we as a community step up and provide those students post-secondary career training? Because no matter whether you're on the college track or the technical track, you need those essential skills to be successful. And we need more opportunities for those students so that we as a district are reaching out and meeting the needs of all students. No matter what pathway you're on,
yeah.
you have opportunities to
These
succeed.
Kids are a step ahead of
Exactly.
some of the smarter kids that you would think
Absolutely.
Of, like want to be a, like a, you know, an 8-year degree master's
Absolutely.
Student. They're making $11.50 an hour, more than they would be making, you know, at a typical, you know, 17-year-old
Exactly.
job. They're getting a skill set that's going to last them for a life. And I know for a fact, welders are in such demand. I mean, you want to go work on the pipeline, you could be making six figures in
Exactly.
a couple of years, and that's a pretty impressive thing. So I think these kids have got it figured out. They're
Oh,
as
yeah.
smart as anybody you've got in the district.
It's been an amazing process to see the students flourish, to see them be put in environments where they are around adults, where they are taught to act professionally and taught a lot of those essential skills like professionalism and showing up to work on time and different things like that. And what I love most about the program is after they complete all three phases successfully, Caterpillar has stepped up and said, you all will apply, you all will have the upper hand for a full-time job offering benefits, and then they'll go from $11.50 an hour to $17, and then after 60 days, they will be considered full-time employees. Now you're talking full-time benefits, tuition reimbursement, all of those things right at 18 years old.
Yeah, and then here's the great thing that I think that people don't realize about companies like Caterpillar is once you get in the door there, then you don't have to even, I mean, if welding is your thing, you can make a good living, but they'll pay for your secondary education.
Exactly.
If you want to get into management or go into other areas, a lot of people start out as welders and end up, you know, in management.
That was my dad.
Yeah, but this is a way where you're doing it all in a very organized way and in a structured way and making $11.50 an hour, which, by the way, summer, before your senior year, all the way through spring or fall and spring semesters, that's pretty good money for a 17-year-old kid.
Absolutely. It's $22,000 before taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at our community and our socioeconomic and our poverty status right here in the community, for a 17-year-old student to be able to make $11.50 an hour, sometimes that's more than what mom or dad or
absolutely.
Somebody
and
else
then,
in
and
their
at the same time
makes.
Getting a lifelong skill that's going to make them valuable forever. That's just fantastic stuff. Now, I assume this is going to be even better next year and expanded.
Yes.
I mean, more
yes.
interest from students.
Yes. We got a late start. This was our pilot program. Caterpillar has already committed to doing it again next year and building, maybe even adding more pathways. Maybe they'll look at HR. They've already added manufacturing even into this year. So we're looking to grow and expand the program, even with student interest. But it's just been a wonderful transformation for our students to see them in June as kind of nervous kids. And when I'm out there and I'm talking to them now, they have a certain confidence, you know, being able to succeed in this program.
Yeah, they're getting ready for life. That's an amazing thing. Well, kudos to you and to all the DPS staff. I know Mike Dugan was involved, who's no longer, you know, took another position, but right. There were other people that were involved. But kudos to Caterpillar.
Definitely.
You know, you can just talk about, like, hey, we don't have a workforce, or you can invest to make sure that we're creating that workforce.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Well, Ashley, great work. Good
Thank
stuff.
You. Thank you.
We should come out and talk to these kids, don't you think, for the swag
campaign?
Because certainly welding falls under that, you know, agribusiness umbrella,
exactly.
And as does Caterpillar. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So thank you for sharing that story with us today.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
All right. Ashley Green, District 61. There you go. 10 kids well on their way to becoming welders. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 86 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 64 degrees.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
While the tips heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot, Bob!
Neuhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter.
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
At Bob Brady Jeep, the deals are sizzling. Grab a 2018 Wrangler Sport JK 4x4 on the lot and ready to roll. Lease it for just $299 a month, or you can buy the Wrangler JK for only $32,995. Hot enough for you?
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
And don't miss this summer's Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events. The Amish Cheese Festival in Arthur and the Labor Day Pops Concert in Decatur. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on nowdecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk to the State Lodge president of the Illinois Paternal Order of Police.
Look, autocorrect, okay?
I'm just giving you grief. Started to misspell.
Fraternal.
I'm just giving you, it's the FOP, not the POP. That'd be pop.
Did I put POP?
No, you put FOP and then paternal. But that's okay. Fraternal order, please. They want to remind you about all of their members on this Labor Day weekend. Is there? I see the stuff's out. Are they having a parade again this year?
I believe so.
I mean, I saw all the traffic stuff being put out, you know, where they kind of like get rid of on 51 coming up north. You know, they narrow that off and close off the street. So I assume that was
right.
That was coming.
10 a.m.
Is that what steps off 10 a.m.? Mm-hmm. What else steps off in life? Parade's the only thing that steps off, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you think of any other thing that steps off?
No. And why? Because somebody has to take the first step.
Well, but you're not really stepping off of something.
That's true.
I just, it has its own language.
Stepping off a starting point.
I'm sorry?
Well, there's a starting point you're stepping off of.
Yeah, but there's a starting point with everything. Every journey begins with the first step. You don't step off.
No.
The saying isn't every journey begins with the first step off.
No.
Right.
I'm just saying it's unique to parades.
Yes.
What do? You start, you step off.
Step off. Step off, George.
The little things that we accept in life without challenging that I always kind of, you know, I feel like somebody ought to challenge every once in a while.
Right.
That's why when I was a kid, I really did respect the ACLU. Because they used to be, or at least in my child like version of them used to be, that they were consistent across the board. You got to get all speech in, even the speech you hate, because free speech is easy if you just agree with everyone. Free speech gets tough when you got to argue for a person's right to say something you don't like, something that you hate. But anymore, that's not what the ACLU stands for, right? Because these people that have been driven off of college campuses because of their microaggression policy, they take up for the college campuses, not the people who were... I don't. When did that stop?
I don't know.
When did they go from arguing on behalf of Nazis in Skokie to literally taking the side of Nazi-like behavior on the campuses across this country?
Yeah, I don't.
And silencing any opposing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that they're sticking to things like homelessness because it's just that's a gray,
Well, and I think it's very easy perception-wise to go, oh, you're picking on poor homeless people with these ordinances.
Right. But what about Tim Tye? Do you know who Tim Tye is?
No.
No.
Tim Tye was hired by ESPN. He was a student journalist to cover the anti-racism protest at the University of Missouri. And he was literally given the Radio Television Digital News Association First Amendment Defenders Award recently, a couple of years ago. And he was confronted while doing his job by students, faculty, staff. He was threatened with violence. And he stood his ground, this is according to the citation, and patiently asserted his First Amendment rights to stand in a public place and report on the events around him. Now, the ACLU of Missouri didn't issue a statement in support of Tim Tye. They issued a statement that said the ACLU of Missouri honors the University of Missouri students and faculty who displayed courageous and creative leadership. And by the way, these stories go on and on and on and on, where they pick the crazy behavior of students over people's First Amendment rights time after time after time after time. Now, thankfully, the Radio Television Digital News Association gave this kid an award saying this is what we're supposed to do. And he wasn't there being a racist. He was there covering it for ESPN and was threatened with violence.
Why?
Because they didn't want. Have you watched what's happened on college campuses over the past couple of years?
I wish somebody could explain that to me. If you're having an anti-racism rally protest, why you wouldn't want to get that message out and why you'd have a problem with the media?
Do you not remember the instructor at Yale who urged the tolerance of offensive viewpoints, who was verbally harassed until she had to resign her teaching position at Connecticut, in Connecticut? And the ACLU, silent.
Nothing.
I was reading a piece that said if you substitute the words un-American activities for microaggressions, basically you have in this country what was going on during McCarthyism.
Yep.
Right.
Except coming from the other political side of the spectrum. So there have been a couple of op-eds and an occasional thing here or there. But I think that Lindsay, I think you're right. They keep their name in the news. They're going around picking things like this. Not actual tough free speech.
No.
I mean, she threw that out there in the interview we did. You can listen to the podcast earlier. We had the senior staff attorney for the ACLU here in Illinois about this homelessness case. She basically said you can stand on the corner and say anything you want. I don't buy that
no.
in today's society. You might not be criminally charged, but I think there are some things you could say where it would be close.
Mm-hmm.
You could certainly get, you know, it used to be you couldn't shout fire in a crowded theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's you can't even support
Now you can't
candidate.
Say ladies first
or write
trouble.
A check to, you know, I know this is a big story out of California where they're calling on a big boycott for In-N-Out Burger because they dared to give money to the Republican Party. They're a small business.
They can do what they want.
They've also given money to what we would call blue dog Democrats, you know, candidates that are favorable. I mean, most, if you looked at the political spectrum, I would say to you that most small business owners, most, will tend to be a little more fiscally conservative in their viewpoints because they know how hard it is to be a small business owner. And most big theory practice Democrat side politics are not necessarily all that friendly to small businesses because they believe in a little more taxation, a little more. I mean, so the idea now that you're going to get boycotted because you can't now support. I when did we lose that right? I've never once and will never in my life choose to eat somewhere or not eat somewhere or shop somewhere or buy something somewhere based on the owner being a Democrat or a Republican. I tend to do it the old-fashioned way. How good is your customer service? How good is your food?
What's the atmosphere like?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes these stories come full circle when yesterday, according to Mark Maxwell at WCIA, with a company owned by J.B. Pritzker is warning its employees not to join a union. And he comes out and goes, well, I've backed away from, it's called the Pritzker Group, okay? You can back away all you want. 2 days ago, you were telling us Governor Rauner and a company who he retired from years ago was attached to that. You don't get to do this both ways. And you don't get to be the union candidate for governor when a company you own is telling its employees not to unionize. Please, we see through all of this hypocrisy. Well, don't pay attention to that. Well, you just told us to pay attention to Bruce Rauner's companies that he retired from, but you're not involved with the Pritzker Group? That's a tough one to swallow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have union members that will go, yeah, but he's better than... Okay, it's like all of this stuff is just... I mean, is there anybody in the political game at this level is just not completely full of crap?
No. Their consistency has gone completely out the window.
Including the ACLU.
Yeah.
Now it's all about the ends justify the means, and we'll rationalize anything. And I don't get it. So... progressive rhetoric, actual business plan. Never mind that those things are diametrically opposed. He's better for Illinois because Bruce Rauner's out of touch. Speaking of out of touch, let me tell you about this Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk and our Hot 25 preview. Plus, we have some Cardinal tickets to give away, don't we?
I think so.
Yeah, we do, baby. And we ordered playoff tickets yesterday.
Crazy.
We'll take a break for news, tell you all about it after the break. Here's Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Roger Baldwin of Clinton High School is among the 10 finalists announced this week for the 2019 Illinois Teacher of the Year. Teacher of the Year finalists are heroes, said State Superintendent of Education Tony Smith. They represent the best in the profession and the very best in the state. Baldwin teaches chemistry, physics, physical science, and theater and drama in Clinton. The Illinois State Board of Education will name the winner during the Those Who Excel banquet October 20th in Normal, a selection committee featuring administrators, service and support personnel, and former Teacher of the Year winners considered 214 nominations in determining the finalists. The winner will represent Illinois in the Council of Chief State School Officers National Teacher of the Year program. The educators make each student feel they're known and cared for, said Smith. At a time when someone harden our schools, these educators build the relationships that make communities whole and strong. More news after Fox at 8:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at a rally in Indiana complains about the Justice Department and FBI not doing their jobs and about being treated unfairly on the internet and social media.
I've made it clear
that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also.
Google denies its search results are affected by any political ideology. Thousands of people are expected to pay their respects to Arizona Senator John McCain today, filing past his casket at the U.S. Capitol. His friend, former Vice President Joe Biden, said at a memorial in Phoenix,
"He left us pretty clear instructions. Quote, believe always in the promise and greatness of America, because nothing is inevitable here."
Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama speak at the funeral in D.C. tomorrow. Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Well, if you feel a need for speed, an Illinois theme park says it will open a new roller coaster that will accelerate from 0 to 78 miles per hour in less than 2 seconds. Six Flags Great America announced the new attraction called Max Force yesterday. It's scheduled to open next summer, and park officials say it will be the fastest launch coaster in North America. Six Flags Great America President Hank Salemi says the coaster will be in a class all by itself. He says Max Force will also feature the highest double inversion and fastest inversion of any roller coaster in the world. Its custom coaster trains will be modeled after Formula One racing cars. In sports, good night for the Cardinals last night. They have now won 17 out of 21 and took their 10th consecutive series, their longest series winning streak since 2009, when they also won 10 in a row. They downed the Pirates 5-0 last night. Tommy La Stella hit the first pinch hit home run of his career against his former team. That carried the Cubs to a 5-4 win over the Braves. Red Sox rallied, beat the White Sox 9-4. Big weekend of sports on WSOY. We kick things off tonight with Bulldog football as they're in Varna to take on Midland. We'll have that for you. Dominique Smith has the pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 with Brett and Seth. Fighting Illini football returns to the airwaves tomorrow morning as they take on Kent State. Pregame at 10 a.m., kickoff at 11. And then Cardinal baseball again tomorrow night with a pregame at 5:20 and Sunday at 12:20. Your next news is coming your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
A strong defense and fast-moving offense got the St. Teresa Bulldogs season off to a 1-0 start, and now the Bulldogs hit the road and travel up I-39 to Varna for a meeting with the River Valley Falcons this Friday. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me, Seth Greenwell, and Dominique Smith for the broadcast call this Friday night. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show and follow it up with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Right here on 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, highs near 86 tonight. Partly cloudy, lows around 70 for tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 88 degrees. And then Sunday expected to be sunny and highs around 88 once again. It is 70 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, final day of August as we head into Labor Day weekend. Right now is the time we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed lower on Thursday and gave back some of the gains posted over the prior four sessions. The Dow was down 137 points to 25,986. Renewed concerns about the tariff and trade tensions between the United States and China resurfaced and eroded investor confidence. One news report indicated the Trump administration may impose $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports next week. European markets were lower today, with the London London FTSE down 0.37%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was off 0.81%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.02%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 3/32nds, yielding 2.846%. Gold futures were up $5.40 at $1,210.20. Crude oil futures were down 7 cents at $70.18 a barrel. The Dow finishes out this week at 25,933, a negative 53 points. ADM at 5045, Ameren 6370, Caterpillar 13890, Norfolk Southern 17350, PPG 11030, Tate & Lyle 3551, and Mueller Water 1167. And Aristotle once said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We'll check in with you on Tuesday morning. By the way, to all my friends in labor, people don't think I have friends in labor. I do. The individuals that make up labor are great people. They build the things that we do in life. I have a difference of opinion in the overlying arching philosophy of how that happens, not the work that's done. But once again, I don't pick or choose friends or work partners or places to spend my money based on the other person's politics. We got too much of that in this world today. When did we get into this, like, it's like everything is like Saddam Hussein. Like, you know, like we're just going to draw this line in the sand on every single issue in life. When did it get like that? You can think about the days when, like, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan would sit and have a cocktail at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go along. I mean, you know.
The days when, like, Ray LaHood had, like, bipartisan. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, it wasn't that long ago.
No, it really wasn't.
And now everything is just draw a line in the sand on every aspect of life. I just refuse to submit to that. I'm not going to do it. So to all of my friends, I hope you have a great Labor Day. And people remember why we have a Labor Day weekend. Just like Memorial Day or any other holiday weekend that you remember what the holiday is all about. Great to have a parade. It's great to have a three-day weekend. But remember why it is that we're honoring Labor Day. Speaking of which, think about all the men and women in uniform that will be keeping the roads and highways safe on this holiday weekend. They're all part of labor. And we will talk to the Fraternal Order of State Police Lodge President Chris Southwood on the other side of the break here, as they remind you, you know, men and women, they're not getting a three-day weekend. They're out on the highways and in the streets and making sure that everyone else is safe. We're doing their very best to do that. So I hope everyone enjoys it, but as always, do a little recollection of why.
Genuflecting.
Thank you. How far back does Labor Day go?
That's a good question.
You know, we've had our history of holidays that started out as one thing and turned into another. I mean, does anyone remember Armistice Day?
Well, we have Columbus Day coming up. That's actually Indigenous Peoples Day now.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I'm okay with that.
I am too. I never liked Columbus to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Beginning in the late 19th century, as the trade union and labor movements grew, trade unionists proposed that a day be set aside to celebrate Labor Day. Labor Day was promoted by the Central Labor Union and the Knights of Labor, which organized the first parade in New York City in 1887. Oregon was the first state in the United States to make it an official public holiday. And by the time it became an official federal holiday in 1894, 30 states in the United States officially celebrated Labor Day. So there's a little bit of the background. Now, the country's changed a lot, as it has in many other ways, but it's still a great tradition that we do every first Monday in September. So act accordingly. What are you doing this weekend? Big plans?
Actually, going down to Shelbyville on Sunday.
Really?
Yep.
What is Shelbyville? I mean, what in Shelbyville are you specifically going down to do?
My brother and sister-in-law have a fifth-wheel camper they keep down there. We're just going to go out and hang out for the day.
Oh,
You're going to camp?
No, not camping overnight. We're just going down for the afternoon.
So why do you need the camper?
Well, they camp down there.
Ah.
They keep it down.
Hence my confusion.
Right,
I'm sorry.
They keep it down there year-round. And
I get it. So they're going to be there overnight. You're just day visiting.
Right, and we've got family coming in with their motorhome from Columbus.
It's like a caravan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a convoy.
A party.
Convoy of campers.
So that's Sunday.
So
and clumps.
Is clumps and campers. is the weather supposed to be nice in Shelbyville this weekend?
Yep. It's supposed to be beautiful, sunny, and right around 90.
I was looking at, like, here, we look like we have some rain. Is that true or not true? On Sunday?
I didn't see any rain in the forecast.
Yeah. My phone on both Decatur and Mount Zion says rain on Sunday. But if you go to Arthur, it didn't show any. At least it didn't last night. I've got so many damn cities on here. I always forget to delete them out. So, like, you know, I've got, like, every major place in Hawaii, you know, like, on all the islands. Some of these I have no idea why, right?
Just because.
I can tell you what's going to be in Hanalei this weekend. Why can't I get that? Let's see. Hanalei, it's going to be 85 on Saturday with a chance of rain. Sunday, 84 with a chance of rain. But Hanalei has a chance of rain all the time. Hilo, however, 81, 82, 83 for the overnight high. Hanape, Waimea, going to be beautiful as always. Mid-70s and sunny. Still can't find Arthur via Hawaii. Not sure that all this technology makes us any smarter.
Now,
it'll rain or it won't rain.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's strange because I don't have any rain in the forecast on Sunday for Decatur, but now Shelbyville, I see that's like a 50% chance on Sunday.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well, you got a camper.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Actually, tomorrow for the Cheese Festival looks like the best day, partly cloudy, partly sunny, I should say, 87. And then Sunday looks like there's a chance of some rain as we get into some warmer temperatures. We're now at that, like, weird area we get in September where it's 90, like, during the day and then, like, 69 overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I like that because I don't mind hot days. I can't stand hot nights. This is my favorite time of year. Like, this couple of weeks where you have this a little bit best of summer but the best of fall at the same time, my absolute favorite. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
While the temps heat up this summer, so do the events.
It's hot,
Newhoff Media and Limitless Decatur in Macon County have compiled the ultimate to-do list, bringing you the hot 25 events in the greater Decatur area to attend this summer, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any hotter.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
It's hot, Bob.
At Bob Brady Jeep, the deals are sizzling. Grab a 2018 Wrangler Sport JK 4x4 on the lot and ready to roll. Lease it for just $299 a month, or you can buy the Wrangler JK for only $32,995. Hot enough for you?
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
It's hot, Bob!
And don't miss his Summer's Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
Be sure to hit this week's Hot 25 events. The Amish Cheese Festival in Arthur and the Labor Day Pops Concert in Decatur. Check out the full list of Hot 25 events on NowDecatur.com. Driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Hear me now, hear me loud, hear me clear. I'm talking to a very select few of you. Very select few. And I don't mean to let anybody else out. It's just I'm looking for a very specific person. One who likes the wind in their hair and loves the thrill of an unbelievably powerful automobile. By the way, this is coming from Road and Track and some of the best auto people around, not from Jeep. The Grand Cherokee SRT Trackhawk Flip. Trackhawk. Takes the Jeep idea and just completely turns it on its head. Forget about trail ratings. Let's talk track raging. It's a fire-breathing chariot with a Hemi V8 power, aggressive bodywork, sport-tuned suspensions, beefed-up brakes, paddle-shifted 8-speed automatic transmission. The Trackhawk has a 707 horsepower Hellcat engine. Jeff, let me read that again to you. A 707 horsepower supercharged 6.2-liter Hellcat engine. It's the most expensive Jeep ever. It's also one of the most powerful SUVs on the planet and one of the quickest. And if you crunch the numbers, compare the stats, this crazy Jeep is the best value versus all high-end, high-speed SUV alternatives in the globe, anywhere, any manufacturer, any car company.
Nice.
You know it's big and bad when it comes with a valet fob. So you go, hey, Sparky, park this, but you can only do this much.
You only get a taste
of what this thing can do.
There's only so many vehicles in the 700 Club.
In the 700 Horsepower Club? What would be a few of the others?
There's the Hellcat. Which is considered one of the originals, of course. I think there's a Bentley in there. Yeah, there is a Bentley. Continental Super Sports. Oh, what else?
And I think you need to put price in perspective.
Yeah, the Aston Martin Valkyrie.
That's a $300,000 car.
Yes.
Yes?
There's a few others. There is a Mercedes AMG Project One that's adapted from a Formula One.
Forget it.
Yeah, there's things that are just not, yeah.
All right, would you like to know what this thing does 0 to 60? Take a guess. How 0 to 60 in a... This is a Grand Cherokee.
I know this answer.
I'm asking Jeff, take a guess.
2.5 seconds.
3.5 seconds.
Okay.
3.3
for a Jeep. Right? Quarter mile time, 12 seconds, 115 miles an hour.
Nice. 12 seconds. A quarter mile.
Out of this world acceleration, an intimidating appearance, and way more practical than Hellcat sedans or coupes. I mean, you've got some muscle here. But you can also do off-road. You can also tow 7,000 pounds. And by the way, the Trackhawk, and this has been proven on the track, blows away the 160,000K Porsche Cayenne Turbo S. Just blows it out of the water. You've got a Jeep that blows a Porsche off the track.
And the McLaren 720S. In fact, any now the problem is it's not as aerodynamic as some of these sports cars, so, but off the line, yeah, it's definitely beating it.
It's got sport-tuned suspension, adaptive dampers, 6-piston front and 4-piston rear brake calipers. It's got everything you could possibly want, and we're going to be all over Central Illinois this weekend, starting with the Arthur Cheese Festival, ending with the
It looks kind of like
Labor
a sleeper, doesn't
concert.
It? Like you look at it and you go, well, that's kind of a slick little grocery getter.
No, there's
it's
nothing.
Really not.
First of all, if you look at that and think grocery getter, you don't know anything about it.
No,
cars.
I'm just, you just look at it and go, well, you would not expect it to have.
I would. I think it looks like a Panther.
It does. I love it.
I think the black-on-black wheels, literally, to the crystal black pearl coat exterior paint, to the black leather interior, to the launch button. It has a launch button. What kind of automobile has a launch button? What kind of thing do you drive off a lot and launch? The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk. That's what you do. So, what do you think? Quarter mile, 11.6 seconds, 7,200 pounds of towing capabilities, and you get the best of both worlds. So, if you are that guy or that gal, and I am talking to you, they've got a couple of these. They have a white one and a black one. I'm fond of black. I like white, too. We're going to be in Arthur. We're going to be at the Labor Day Pops concert. We're doing our Hot 25 with Bob Brady. This is a Jeep. This is a Jeep that's on steroids, giving birth to another Jeep with a Jeep that's also on steroids that goes supersonic. I didn't even know that you can even use the word Jeep. I mean, it's a whole other stratosphere. That's how cool this automobile is. I'm not giving it back. Is there some sort of premise, like some sort of legalese?
Is that a
like,
gift for me?
I don't know. They really never said that there was a time frame on when I had to give it back.
There was no return date.
No. Technically. I wonder where Trackhawk, where that comes from. What's the you know, where did that start, do you think?
No idea. Honestly, we did a whole show one time about how people come up with the names of cars.
Yeah, we did.
And sometimes you just go, that one makes me scratch my head.
But it's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I think the coolest thing ever, I mean, you know, is there anything better than Hellcat?
No. No, that just screams power.
Right. It's politically incorrect. It is demonic.
It's also the name of an Air Force plane.
Yes. So right down to the name of... And who decided, like, they're sitting there at the drawing board going, no, I think we need 707 horsepower.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Unbelievable. I was asked yesterday, I've only had it since yesterday morning, I gave three rides. Four, if you count Sergey. And Sergey fell in love with you. I didn't know he was such a car guy.
Yeah, he's a car geek.
He's a gearhead.
He got a little giggly. He's like,
yeah.
this is really giggle.
That's cool. Kind of in a Russian giggly way.
That's cool.
Russian giggly.
Yeah, it was sort of like, because he really wanted to feel a little of power.
Oh, sure.
He's like, can you put your foot on the gas?
You make him sound like a movie extra.
He does sometimes sound like a, how do you say it's hot?
Well, in Russian, it wasn't.
Karachi Bob.
What was it?
It was like Karachi Bob, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
All right, here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 86 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 88. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. It is 69 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Nation. I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
Vested.
A strong defense and fast-moving offense got the St. Teresa Bulldogs season off to a 1-0 start, and now the Bulldogs hit the road and travel up I-39 to Varna for a meeting with the River Valley Falcons this Friday. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Join me, Seth Greenwell, and Dominique Smith for the broadcast call this Friday night. We'll hit the air at 6:30 with the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Colby's Corner Drugs pregame show and follow it up with a 7 p.m. kickoff. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
Higher.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, that select few that I was talking to earlier, you're probably not the electric car crowd.
No.
You go back to the 1960s, that was all part of the muscle, right? Having muscle cars was sort of a flip the rest of the world off, wasn't it?
Right.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Like, I got your plug-in, my 11 miles to the gallon machine. Eh.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And by the way, you're free to buy a Tesla. Go for it, or a Chevy Bolt. We're only going to judge you a little. And who said that high performance was only for two-seaters? Should you be punished for wanting high performance and an SUV?
No.
That's what I love about this thing.
Yeah.
It's standing all conventions right on top of its head.
It's a beast.
It is. It's a ludicrous beast. And I mean that in like every bit of complimentary way.
Cool.
It is a throwback and a marvel of technology all in one. I mean, it is that throwback. Okay. You know, you get to the stoplight and you got this guy over here in his Bolt, you know, it shuts down, you know, save, and you're there rumbling. Exhaust belching.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can launch.
You going to try the launch?
Launch,
button?
I say. I launch.
Am. You going to try the launch button?
I am.
You're not getting anywhere near the launch button.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, I am.
Oh, no.
He's not letting you behind the seat.
You get the valet fob.
Oh, wow. I don't even want to. I can't say what I want to say right now.
I'm sorry, your driver's license isn't on record at the Bob Brady dealership.
We're going to change that.
Okay. It is pretty cool.
That is cool.
All right. Hey, I'm going to wait on the Cardinals tickets till next week. Our next upcoming game is September 14th, but we have a bunch of September games. I was kind of counting this down, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We have September 14th and September 15th. That's the Dodgers. That could be an important series as this wild card race starts to shape up. We have September 21st against the Giants. We have September 22nd against the Giants. We have September 24th against the Brewers. That could be very important. And the Brewers on the 26th. So we still have several games left the month of September to give away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. So we'll get into that Tuesday when we get back. All right, to everyone out there, be safe this holiday weekend. Be mindful of speed limits and all that.
Not me. Actually, I'm still on probation, so.
What?
Never mind.
I don't want to know.
I don't either. Just vague random stuff with 20 seconds left. You can filter that for whatever you want to. If you missed any of the show today, podcast available courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can find them on Now Decatur, the Now Decatur app, the Now Decatur Facebook page, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcast. That's it for us. We'll be back Tuesday morning. Check out the Hot 25 on NowDecatur.com and the Now Decatur Facebook page this weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Over the past 48 years, if you, your child, or your grandchild took a field trip to Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center to see a show, it was likely it was a PASS performance. PASS stands for Performance.